Your car isn't the only thing going electric. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. The business of roasting coffee beans was a market worth over $1 billion globally in 2022. That's according to Grandview Research, which projects that figure could double by 2030. Traditional roasters powered by the fossil fuel natural gas still dominate the market. These machines are big and bulky and kind of look like part of a train. But the makers of more compact electric roasters are piling into the business, and they have an edge. They tout themselves as high-tech alternatives that are more environmentally friendly and cheaper to run than their old-school counterparts. The BBC's Frey Lindsay has more.
Now what's going to happen is the bean itself, temperature is going to go up, 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 and we're going to bring this relative bean temperature down with it.
This is Pedro Lorenzo, general manager at the Notting Hill Coffee Project, a specialty coffee shop and roaster in West London. He's showing me how their electric coffee roaster works.
This is a Ginsan W6E.
How much coffee do you sort of do on this per week?
We do it in 90 pounds per week.
Before pouring the green coffee beans in, Pedro looks at a laptop and adjusts its settings.
So as you can see, the temperature is a little bit too high, so I'm going to set the temperature that I want to charge it, wait to the temperature that I need, and then load the beans into the drum so they can start roasting.
After just a few minutes, the coffee beans turn brown and are poured out of the drum to cool. Pedro says that while they don't save money yet on their electric roaster, for them it's more about being more environmentally friendly.
Even more clean, even cheaper. Downsides of it, it's a little bit more difficult to control, getting the result we are used to.
That's because rather than using a gas flame, electric roasters typically use heat coils, which are slower to respond. Think of it like trying to control the temperature of a pan on a stove versus in an oven. But Pedro says once you've got it, the resulting roast is the same. And of course, I insisted on trying it. Sarah Yedekardesh, a self-described coffee fanatic who lives in London, is with me. We head upstairs where Pedro has a bunch of different roasts for us to try.
The second one is definitely sharper.
Can you tell that this coffee was roasted on electric rather than a gas roaster?
No, I can't tell.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with the BBC's Frey Lindsay.
Ricardo Lopez is CEO of Bellwether Coffee, based in Berkeley, California. They make a line of electric roasters, coupled with a platform to source beans from farmers at equitable prices. He says electric roasters like theirs produce 90% less carbon emissions, and that's partly because of the way they retain energy.
We're not just taking ambient air, heating it up to 500 degrees Fahrenheit, and then roasting the coffee with it, and then having that go out into the environment. We're able to recycle that air, so that air roasts the coffee, goes down to maybe 300 degrees, we clean it, we get it back up to 500 degrees, and then we roast it again. So it's much more efficient.
Bellwether are expanding across Europe and Asia, but they're not cheap. Bellwether's Series 2 roaster costs about $59,000, while regular gas roasters can go for less than $20,000. But Ricardo says they're working to reduce the price.
As we get better and better and more innovative, we're able to really focus on trying to make something that's more mass market appeal.
Whether you prefer a soy latte or just a double espresso, electric roasting offers a way to cut running costs and take some of the carbon out of your cup.
That was the BBC's Frey Lindsay. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.